nationally, there is more visibility now with domestic violence, with sexual abuse, with sexual harassment. There are conversations about rape on college campuses. Mm-hmm. There's just recently the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. We elected Donald Trump even after the Access Hollywood tape surfaced. Can I ask the three of you, are you surprised by any of this?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised because there has been that atmosphere, if you will, of this is what happens. And I think in our collective minds, we're like, well, that's how Hollywood is. So that's how rich politicians are. Gee, it's just a ski town. We're just having fun.
Chal?
Yeah, I'm again, same with Tom. I'm really disappointed, obviously. I'm not surprised. And what I've learned doing this job is that abuse and domestic violence and sexual violence is so normalized in our culture that we don't even realize it. And it's there's now, obviously, more than ever, forgiveness, or it's okay to behave a certain way because we have people in very huge responsibility positions in this country that just behave that way by objectifying women or by even being offenders themselves. And it's normalized in our culture.
This week we're seeing the Me Too movement kind of go viral. And that's women updating status on social media to mm-hmm. show that they've experienced sexual harassment or been a victim of sexual abuse or domestic violence. What do you make of this? What's the role of social media now? Jackie?
I think social media has been huge on every aspect. And I think it's a great campaign that they're doing because it's good to get it's a way of getting the word out.
I also think that social media is I don't know if I'm going to say that right, but it's a double file knife.
Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword. Because you can victimize people through that. I mean, social media is very important in our lives right now, but we need to be also conscious about their use. And the campaign Me Too is an incredible use of social media.